We will go to a public forum. I don't have any speaker cards. Is there any member of the public that wishes to address the board on any item that is not on the agenda? Okay. Gail is approaching.
This is probably a good time to do it.
Yeah.
Is it an informational thing?
Yes.
Thank
okay.
You. Gail Delahant with Western Growers Association. Again, we are a statewide organization with members in California and Arizona who grow fresh produce. About a year ago, I started to undertake, by direction of my board, what I call a research project on fertilizer applications that go below the root zone. A lot of information on the plant, what the plant takes up, what goes off into the air, but not a lot about what's going on below the root zone. So met with a lot of fertilizer companies to see if they could help us with the financing of this. Met with some researchers at the UC systems and the universities, and they're helping with us. Working with CURES, which is a Coalition for Urban Rural Environmental Stewardship, which we are part of their board. And we went and got a grant and from the Specialty Crop Grant Fund. And so we've started the projects. We've got a couple of sites up in the Salinas Valley, and we're doing broccoli, and then we're also going to do walnuts. And so I just wanted to let you know that we are moving forward on that research because it's very important to groundwater, and we are committed to coming up with solutions. So I just wanted to let you know where we are in the process.
Great. Thank you. Dr. Hunter.
Thank you for sharing that. That's really interesting. I'm always, not only am I interested in the way in which you're approaching it, but the partnership, and that's great too. What's the time frame for your study or the process that you've undertaken, and what kinds of results are you looking for?
Perry, where are you? Perry Claussen is the director of CURES, and he's been working with a couple of my growers in Salinas, and I think it's 2017 when we want to wrap it up, but he can give you more details than I can.
Hi, Perry Claussen. I'm going to wear lots of hats today. A Coalition for Urban Rural Environmental Stewardship on this project. We've identified the cooperators in the Salinas Valley. We intend to start the monitoring sampling this summer in their summer-fall planted broccoli crop. That'll continue through 2014, possibly into 15, but our USDA grant ends in 2015. So we'll be gathering data both primarily under the root zone. We're going to be testing some new instrumentation, some high-tech instruments for doing the measurements of nitrate movement past the root zone. So that's the plan. And she mentioned walnuts because we're doing both trees and row crops. But the row crops will be focused. Veg crops will be focused here in the Salinas Valley.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Claussen, before you leave, perhaps you could inform the board, this is the first time we've seen you.
Yes.
As to what you do in your various capacities and your experience
okay.
with testing and doing experiments.
Okay. I wear many hats. I am a small fruit grower in eastern Fresno County. I grow peaches and pomegranates. I've been a farmer 30 years or so. My dad farmed as well. My training is in plant science and agriculture communications. The organization CURES was started in 1997. It's 15 years old, and our primary focus has been doing studies on best management practice for surface water. And since 2003, we've had roughly $13 million in grants from the State Water Resource Control Board, now with USDA, and the work has been focused on effectiveness of management practices to remove primarily OP pesticides from surface water. So we've done work on vegetated ditches, settling ponds, holding ponds, drip systems. In fact, we manage a Prop 84 grant now, an $8 million grant, where we are supplying funding for about 8,000 acres of conversion of flood and surface irrigation that drains in the waters of the state to drip in microsprinklers. So we are doing some studies with that project to estimate loads of sediment that were coming from the fields that have now been converted to drip. So let's see, what else could I say? We've been, I also wear another hat. I'm the executive director of the East San Joaquin Water Quality Coalition in the Central Valley. we're the first organization or entity coalition to get a waste discharge permit in the Central Valley. So we've been doing work tracking use of best management practices in the work that we've done in the Merced, Stanislaus, and Madera counties over the last 10 years. So that's a thumbnail of what I'm involved
Good.
With.
Thank you. Hold on one second. Mr. Jeffries?
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. My question is, are you doing, they mentioned Salinas Valley.
Yes.
Are you doing different parts of Salinas Valley because the soil composition is
Yeah,
different?
We selected a sandier granitic-based soil and then also a heavier clay-based clay loam soil for that very reason, because the reaction response to irrigation and nutrients is so different between those two soil types.
So I assume you're going to do one on the east side of the Salinas Valley, one on the west end of the Salinas Valley?
One is right next to Salinas River, which is more central west, and then the granitic is west central.
Okay.
So, but I'm sorry, east central.
East central.
Yeah, over, it's near the USDA research farm, okay. Which is that granitic soils.
I know where that is.
Yeah, for the very reason you described, because of the soil differences.
Okay, thank you.
Great. Be thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. We don't have any other speaker cards for public forum.